I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Data Security Podcast, sponsored by SimCorp. SimCorp develops innovative next-generation file integrity monitoring software. The SimTrack Integrity Suite monitors and protects a wide range of physical, network, cloud, and virtual IT assets in real time while providing detailed forensic information about all challenges. Securing your infrastructure with SimTrack helps you get compliant and stay that way. You can find more about SimCorp and SimTrack on the web at simcorp.com/SimTrack. Joining us today is Tom Cornelius, who currently serves as both the senior partner at Compliance Forge and senior director at the Secure Controls Framework Council. He brings over 2 decades of leading teams of professionals and innovating solutions to complex problems in both the private and public sectors. Welcome, Tom. It's great to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the podcast today.
Absolutely. So, Tom, let's talk about compliance and managing vulnerabilities, starting with why does compliance continue to be a challenge for organizations?
Well, people forget that cybersecurity is utterly dependent on business leadership to be successful. So without this active leadership, really from the lines of business and from the corporate structure, if they're not enforcing these secure practices, then compliance will always be an issue. This fundamental lack of understanding of what it takes to be secure is really the challenge. This is where, no one expects executive leadership to be configuring firewalls or performing pen tests, but they do need to understand that technology does require care and feeding to stay healthy. Just like anything else that requires just love and nurturing, so do, systems, application services to make sure that, that they are both secure, running efficiently and can, essentially support the business needs.
So Tom, in terms of compliance, do companies have obligations to manage vulnerabilities?
Absolutely. All the major cybersecurity frameworks require this. Look at NIST TSF, ISO 27002, NIST 853. All of them have sections on proactive vulnerability management. Additionally, from a compliance perspective, you have NIST 800-171, CMMC, PCI DSS, and a whole assortment of data protection laws that have legal obligations for managing vulnerabilities.
And so then why is vulnerability management such a challenge for organizations?
This really goes back to that earlier question about, overall compliance being a business requirement more than a technical one. So vulnerability management inherently involves downtime for systems. Anything that requires some type of maintenance is going to have some type of interruption, for the business. And this is where business stakeholders have to work hand in hand with the cybersecurity and IT teams, to have that understanding of, maybe once a quarter, there might be a maintenance window, depending on the patch cycle or maintenance cycle of the various systems, applications, and services that, business uses. So unless there's like a really good plan from the IT and cybersecurity staff, that they establish these reasonable patching and maintenance practices, vulnerability management is going to be an unattainable goal. This is where, it really requires strong executive support to keep the lines of business from essentially just telling IT departments no. And that sounds surprising, but, I've seen that, in Fortune 500 companies where IT and cyber teams are just told, no, we're not going to patch it. You can't take it down. And so you essentially get business stakeholders end up being a little bit of a bully towards IT and cyber. So this is where it requires the executive leadership to tell, business stakeholders, no, you will take downtime, you will maintain your stuff. And this is where it's just an ongoing fight. This is where metrics on vulnerability management can be very helpful to sell the importance of maintenance operations, since it paints a picture of risk that someone needs to own, essentially by the business, not just the technology teams.
And so to build on that, what are prerequisites that companies should have in place to make vulnerability management more efficient?
Well, it really starts with IT asset management. So it's surprising how many organizations really don't know what assets are on their network. This is more than just workstations or servers, but it involves the full stack of IT platforms. This includes major and minor applications, network gear, IoT devices, printers, servers, databases, laptops, mobile devices, et cetera. So the reason for this is, you know, understanding IT assets is that each different type of IT platform has a certain type of vulnerabilities, you know, its attack surface. So organizations have to understand, you know, what the secure configurations, you know, are for each platform, you know, which are defined by either manufacturer recommended security guides. It could be CIS benchmarks or DISA STIGs. So without that inventory and an understanding of what a secure configuration is, vulnerability management is really not attainable. And it's really just more of a game of whack-a-mole.
And so what is the biggest takeaway that organizational leadership should be aware of in terms of managing vulnerabilities?
Well, if you take a few minutes and just perform a simple internet search for recent major data breaches, most are not overly sophisticated attacks, you know, something you're going to see in the movies. Most are really due to poor vulnerability management practices. Therefore, the biggest takeaway is that if you want to stay out of the headlines for the wrong reasons, then proactive vulnerability management is really a key practice the organization needs to master.
Great. Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The Data Security Podcast is sponsored by SimCore Inc. SimCore develops innovative next-generation file integrity monitoring software. The SimTrack Integrity Suite monitors and protects a wide range of physical, network, cloud, and virtual IT assets in real time while providing detailed forensic information about all changes. Securing your infrastructure with SimTrack helps you get compliant and stay that way. You can find out more about SimCore and SimTrack on the web at simcore.com/SimTrack. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.